week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come in your homes today with another message of Something to Believe In. God has been good. God is good all the time. And today I'm thankful that I can come before the mic and tell you something to believe in. And if you don't have anything to believe in, you can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible said they that cometh to God must believe that God is the rewarder to those who will diligently seek Him. And we seek Him today. I seek Him in your behalf. I trust today that God has got a special miracle just for you. Yes, I believe in the supernatural God. I believe in the supernatural miracles of God. And the Bible said that all things work good together for them that love the Lord. So let's go right now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one. This one says, I got a miracle on the other side of the mountain. With little understanding, not a word to speak, Father led his favorite son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. But just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step he climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. For no apparent reason, a lamb begins to climb along a rocky mountainside, some greener grass to find. How could he know that he'd become the answer on his way? Isaac would not have to die, he would live to say, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step he climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Walk on a little farther, no matter how you feel, you'll never know what's lying up ahead. Oh, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today, where hope unites with promise and mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Yes, sir, there's a miracle on the other side today. The Bible said where mercy makes a way, and God makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. And if His ways are not our ways, nor our ways are God's ways, we must live according to the Word of God. But don't never forget that God is a supernatural God. He's a miracle working God. He can work a miracle for you, and all you got to do is reach out and accept it. Now, listen, this is a preacher that doesn't believe that miracles just happen. They happen as God would plan them to happen and as God would will that they would happen. And that's the only way that miracle happened. But miracles do happen, and they happen to you and I. So let's go right now and listen to this song. I hope you enjoy this one. And this one says, "It's covered by red."
Past favors, they're brought to my mind. I feel so worthless. I'm broken inside. But I must remember what God's word has said. Sins are forgiven and covered in red. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, never Satan reminds me, Jesus has said, forgive them, forgotten, and covered in red. On top of Mount Calvary, with nails in his hand, now he pleads for the guilty, forgiveness for them. Such love and compassion has never been seen. They're covered in red as he hung on the tree. In the depths of the sea, under the blood, never remember, because of his love, though Satan reminds you, Jesus has said, forgive them, forgotten, and covered in red.
Well, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. This was a great time of the year. It's been beautiful weather. We went to be with Martha, and me and the family went over to the care center and had dinner with her. You pray for her. She's not doing any good at all. And God is merciful in his wisdom, and he knows better than we do. But anyhow, I question sometime, and it gets hard. I get depressed every time I go over there and see her like that. But anyhow, God knows best. So let's continue to pray for Martha. And I've got other people in my listening audience that I want to remember in prayer today. But I'm going to feature Brother Garland Groves. He's been a great friend of mine down through the years. And Brother Garland and I, we just kind of connected down there in Hominy Falls. We had an old army pup tent we used to set, and I'd go preach, and to look down the lane and see the people coming with the lanterns and the lights at night, I got some video of that. And Brother Garland, he got down with a stroke, and then he finally passed away. But he done some great singing. He loved to sing. And he was driving a coal truck. Let me tell you, he had a band of coal trucks down there in Nettie, and he drove them. And one day he was driving down the road, and he said, "Lord, I'm going to quit this driving this truck and start preaching the gospel." So he went out and got him a church and started preaching the gospel. And he sang, and he blessed the hearts of a lot of people. So I'm going to feature him today in this song here, and I want you to give it a listen to. And this one talks about my mama.
Here's a song that you might relate to, especially if you lived out in the country or in some small town with your mama and your papa. More than likely you had some brothers and sisters, or you had the time of your life. But time passed swiftly by, and the children growing started growing. The oldest one got got a job in another state. The next one married and moved away. The next one went overseas. And so on down the line until all 11 were gone, leaving only Mama and Papa at the old house. The children would come back occasionally for a visit, but time took its toll and Mama and Papa went home to be with the Lord, leaving the old house vacant. One Sunday years later, all the children decided to come back home for the day. They didn't laugh when they saw the old rope hanging from a limb of the old oak tree where they used to swing and play. They didn't laugh when they saw the front porch had fallen down. But when they walked into Mama's room, a lot of tears fell on the floor, for the same floor they had cried on when they learning to crawl and learning to walk. That's the way it was, that's the way it is, for I was one of those who went back.
But his music lives on, it lives on and on. He was a great man, and he was a minister of the gospel, and he loved the Lord Jesus Christ. The last time we were together, we used to sing together, but he had a stroke, and he came to the revival there at Zion, United Methodist Church in Zion at Nettie, and he and I sing together. I'll be all right as soon as I touch Calvary. I miss Brother Garland. But he touched a lot of lives along the way, And he and Cheryl was playing for him. Of course, Brother Garland was a great preacher. He loved the Lord, and he blessed a lot of people down around that way. So I'm going to feature him today. So let's go right now and listen to this. Well, this is kind of a prayer along with a song, and I'm going right in to the message today.
I refuse to be downhearted, and here's my reason why. I have a God who's so mighty. He's sovereign and supreme. I have a God who loves me, and I'm on His team. He is all-wise, powerful. Jesus is His name. Through everything is changeable, my God still remains the same. My God knows all that's happening, beginning to the end. His presence is my comfort. You see, He's my dearest friend. When sickness comes to weaken me and bring me to my knees, I call upon this mighty God. Into His arms I flee. When circumstances threaten to rob me from my peace, He draws me close unto His breast, where all my striving cease. And when my heart melts within me and weakness takes control, He gathers me into His arms, He soothes me, and my heart and soul. The great I Am is with me. My life is in His hands. The Son of God is my hope. It's in His strength I stand. I refuse to be defeated. My eyes are on my God. He has promised to be with me as through this life I trod. I can pass all my circumstances to heaven's throne above. My prayers have reached the heart of God. I'm now resting in His love. I give God thanks in everything. My eyes are on His face. The battle's His, but the victory is mine. He'll help me as I run this race. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Not every man is the brotherhood of man. And not every man is the fatherhood of God. Man only becomes the sons of God through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'd like to say that to you today. Maybe you just thought you accidentally got into God's plan. It wasn't like that. God planned it, God purposed it, and Jesus purchased it at Calvary. That's how you got into the fatherhood of God. But this morning I want to speak on something, and I think it's very, very obvious and very interesting to the church. Am I my brother's keeper? You see, it was God that asked that question. When He came and Cain had slew his brother Abel, He came to Cain and He said, Cain, where is thy brother Abel? You know, there was two great answers to that question. And one answer we overlook entirely. But I think it's a very powerful question, and it needs a very honest answer. Cain said to God, I know not. And you know, today I'd like to ask you, if you're your brother's keeper, do you know where he is? If you are your brother's keeper, do you know where your brother is? Cain knew where Abel was. But yet he says back to God, I don't know. And you know, church today, if we being the church of God don't know our areas and our situations, we are in trouble. Because we ought to know our areas and our situations. We ought to know where God is calling us to. We ought to know the things that God is calling us for. And we are our brother's keeper. But if God came today and He said to you and I, where is thy brother? Would you say to God, I don't know? Would you have to say to God, I don't know? See, that's why it's a very important answer. And I pray today that our church would not make that statement to God. Because it's a very critical and very sad statement. Not to know where your brother is. Because you see, God said to Cain, Cain, where is thy brother Abel? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? You know what Cain was saying to God? The same thing a lot of us church people do. We say back to God, I don't know. After all, God, He's not my responsibility. But this
last Sunday of this year, I want to challenge you to answer that question. If you know where your brother is, you ought to know what your responsibility is. You see, that's our problem today. We don't want no responsibility. We don't want to have to do anything. We want to go to church on Sunday morning. We want to give of our tithes. We want to give of our time. But we overlook the main thrust of God's message. We are responsible. Paul said, I'm a debtor. I'm in debt to the Jew. I'm in debt to the Greek. I'm in debt to every man I meet on the street. John Wesley made a statement. Oh, by the way, you know who he is. He's the founder of the Great Methodist Church. He said, the world is my parish. And this morning, we as Christians make the same statement. Is he my responsibility? Will we be held responsible for our brother? Will we be held responsible for those that we meet in life? Well, you say, well, preacher, that's your job. Well, I've got news for you, my friend. I know my responsibility. I know what God has called me to do. God called me to a message of faith. He taught me how to live and walk by faith. I do not walk by sight. I walk by faith. I was converted on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia. I was converted, and I remember the passage of Scripture that I was asked. I'd been to church all my life. I had been baptized. I had sung in the choir. I had done everything any good church-going boy ought to do. But yet I was unsaved. I did not know Christ as a personal Savior. You see, because I was a whole lot like a whole lot of other people. I wanted to go to heaven, but I wanted to live in the world. I wanted all that God had, but I wanted also all that the world had. I was torn between good and bad. I wanted all that God had to give, but I didn't want to give God anything. The question was asked me was this. How long will you halt between two opinions? You see, there's a verse of Scripture that my brother was buried by as an alcoholic. When I would to do good, evil was always present. When I wanted to do good, evil is always present. And you know, that's the downfall of many people. But when God called me to preach, it wasn't the bishop. Now, the bishop appoints, but God sends the preacher. How can they preach except they be sent? And how can you hear except there be a preacher? You see, a preacher is not just any ordinary Joe off the street. When he stands before you and expounds upon the Word of God and the articles of God, you should pay attention. You know, back in Israel's day, when the prophet would stand before the people, the horn would blow, and the people came to attention. And the prophet would stand among the people, and you will read it in Scripture. You know the first words that came from that prophet's mouth? Hear ye, O Israel. You know what they knew? They knew he had a message from God, and it was very important that they listen. You see, we have the priest in the Bible, and we have the prophet. The priest is the one who offers a sacrifice unto God. But the prophet...
They tell me I am going on a long, long journey, a journey through the stars and through the sky, where the bells will be ringing and the angels will be singing as I enter my home. And heartaches and sorrow as I traveled along. There've been roses and sunshine sometimes. It's a long, long journey, Lord, but I don't mind, for heaven will then be mine. not goodbye, for you'll be going on that same long journey, and you'll travel that journey all alone. Your friends will all be there to meet you. Jesus will be there to greet you as you enter that heavenly home. There've been heartaches and sorrow as I traveled along. There've been roses and sunshine sometimes.
Fathers, we come to the close of the broadcast today. We pray for the sick. We pray for the afflicted. Lord, there's many in our listening audience today that need your hand of mercy upon their life. They're sick. They're downhearted. They're discouraged. Lord, this country of ours is in bad shape, and you know that. You know, I know the songwriter said, if you're looking down now, you see the condition of our country. Well, Lord, you know the condition of our country. It's sin. S-I-N. It's causing a lot of problems. We pray that you will bless as only you can bless. Touch the downhearted. Touch those who are despondent. Touch those, God, who need a special touch from you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, folks, there's a lot of people out there in our listening audience. You know, as you watch the news ought to be the best message you can hear today. We hear the good news of the gospel. I hope that you've enjoyed today. Jimmy Davis and Garland Groves and myself, we've tried to present the best message that we possibly could. But I trust today that you will listen to what God has to say to you. Well, I've got to leave the air. Please pray for me. Don't forget stbi.org. A lot of people have pulled that up, and they like it. It's got songs, it's got sermons, and it's, well, the radio broadcast. You can hear a lot of the songs that we sing here on the broadcast and sermons that we preach here on the broadcast in camp meetings, in churches, all over the country. So you can turn us in on any internet. Just dot in stbi.org and you'll pull us up, Tommy Mounts Ministry. Well, I got to say goodbye, so goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.